This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Good morning, everyone. We have the pleasure of introducing our amazing daughter, Madison Elizabeth Palmer. Madison is 10 years old, and she attends Sawgrass Adventist School. She is a current member of the fantastic fifth graders, as her teacher, Miss Lewine, likes to call them. She has a big brother by the name of Tyler. Now, if you ask Madison if she has siblings, she'll tell you yes. However, instead of telling you she has one, she'll tell you she has four. She will tell you that their name is Tyler, Aiden, Austin, and then her big sister, Aria. So, as you all know, Madison has been attending Sawgrass and Adventist School for all of her life, and she is going to speak with you today about God being with you always. Madison, a year ago, gave her life to Christ, and she continues to serve during COVID by feeding the homeless. She has a great deal of compassion towards those in need. Anyone who knows Madison knows that she will give away everything she has to someone who's in need. Outside of school, she spends around 15 hours a week in the gym with her gymnastics team. Gymnastics is one of Madison's many passions. With the help of God and our wonderful religious liberty team, our fierce princess has been able to compete at the state and regional level in a sport that many said Adventist girls wouldn't be able to participate in. With God's guidance, she has overcome barriers and achieved great success. Her desire is to one day attend UCLA and be a part of the UCLA gymnastics team. She's a true creative with a passion for life and a desire to live her life in God's purpose. You will spend the next few minutes hearing the voice of God through our daughter, Madison Elizabeth Palmer.
Have you wondered if God is really there when you can't see him? Have you wondered if God is actually listening to you when you pray? What if he's busy listening to another girl or boy in New York while you're praying to him in your bed at night? Or maybe he's distracted showing angels how to save a plane from crashing straight into the ocean. Listen, guys, I totally understand that as a kid, it could be really difficult to understand just how God works and learn to trust him just the way our parents say we should. I have had some of the same thoughts and feelings myself. To be honest, I think it would just be a lot easier for us if God would just show up in a burning bush once in a while, like he did with Moses. Or maybe he could even talk to us in the middle of the night, like he did with little Samuel. On second thought, let's skip the voices in the night idea. Let's just stick with the burning bush. Unfortunately for us, God is invisible. And we won't get a chance to see him with our own eyes until he comes back to take us to heaven. But have no doubt, even though you can't see him physically, God is with you always. In my sermon today, I'm going to show you an illustration and then tell you about a story that I pray will help you recognize that God is with you no matter where you go or what you do. But before we go any further, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. Speak through me today and allow your people to hear you and not me. Help us to know that you are with us always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, how can we know that God is with us always? And that he's not too busy, distracted at the time we need him most? Deuteronomy 31, 6, through, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." Did you hear that? God said that he will go with you, go with us, and never forsake us. Our God is omnipresent, which simply means that our invisible God can be everywhere all at the same time. Yep, that's right, you heard me. God could be with you in your room on a day you're sad and still be with another child in a different city celebrating a birthday. Isn't that amazing? Now I want to show you a quick illustration that will help you understand that even though God is invisible, he could be with us and protect us everywhere we go. I'm going to ask my dad to help me with this. Can you hold the cup, please? Do you see anything in this cup? Now crumple up that paper, please. Mm-hmm. Can you put it inside of that? Push it down to the bottom. And then can you flip it over and make sure it won't fall out? Okay, now can you put it down in the water slowly?
Here?
Yeah, in here. Do you think it's gonna get wet? Okay, now it's fully underwater. If you pick up the cup slowly, can you pick up the cup slowly, please? If you take the paper out, is it wet? Thank you. See, it's dry. Just like the air in the glass was there the just like the air in the glass that was there the whole time, God is everywhere all the time. We can't see him just like we couldn't see the air in the glass, but he is with us and cares for us, just like the air protected the paper in the top of the glass. Isaiah 43:2-3 says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." My parents taught me that two of the ways we can know God is with us are through his word, which is the Bible, and through his perfect plan for our lives. The Bible is God's way of speaking to us. So even if we don't hear his voice like little Samuel did in the temple, we can know exactly what God thinks and feels about every topic under the sun. All we have to do is take a little time each day to read the Bible and get the direct message from God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20-21 says, "Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human's initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God." This verse makes it very clear that everything is written in the Bible. Everything that is written in the Bible is inspired by God. There are so many great stories and adventures in the Bible. Every story we read is in the Bible is placed there by God for a specific reason. Some stories, like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, are to show us how to live holy lives for God, even when the place we are living in is sinful and full of drama. Other stories, like Jesus healing the sick lepers, are there to teach us that Jesus cares about people who have been rejected or ignored by others. My favorite story in the Bible is found in the book of Esther. In this story, it shows two, not one, very strong women. Today I'm going to focus on one of them, Queen Esther, a fierce, brave, strong, and beautiful Jewish girl who grew up to become Queen of Persia. So here's a fun fact. Did you know that God's name was not mentioned even once in the book of Esther? When you compare the book of Esther with other books in the Bible, it is almost like God is invisible. I believe the story of Esther is in the Bible to teach us that we can tell our invisible God is always with us by how his perfect plan works out for our good. The story begins with King Xerxes, the ruler of Persia, throwing a big party for all the important people in his kingdom. The party lasted for 7 days and was held in the king's palace in the fortress of Susan. Let's pause here. Can you imagine having a party for 7 days? Sounds cool, right? Okay, back to the story. At the end of the 7 days, King Xerxes ordered Queen Vashti to come out in her royal crown so he could let everyone see how beautiful she was. Queen Vashti was a strong woman, and she refused to be treated like a trophy. When she didn't come out and King Xerxes got angry, he sent her away forever. Afterwards, the king's advisors recommended he have a beauty pageant to find a new queen. At the time this was all happening, there was a Jewish man named Mordecai living in the city of Susan. Mordecai had a beautiful cousin named Esther, who he had adopted as his daughter after her parents had died. Esther was taken into the king's palace with many other young women to become a contestant in the beauty pageant. While in the king's palace, Esther didn't tell anyone she was a Jew, because Mordecai didn't think that it was a good idea. At the end of the contest, Esther was selected as the winner and crowned Queen of Persia. Sometime later, King Xerxes promoted a man named Haman to be the head of all nobles, making him the most powerful official in the empire. Haman was full of pride and loved it when all the other officials bowed down to him as he walked by, but Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him, which made Haman furious. When Haman discovered that Mordecai was a Jew, he was so mad he wanted every Jew in Persia dead. Haman quickly went to the king and tricked him into signing a law that would cause all the Jews to be executed. When Mordecai found out what Haman was planning, he tore his expensive clothes and put on a sackcloth outfit, poured ashes all over himself, and began walking around the city crying. Okay, let's pause here. He poured ashes all over himself and dressed in sackcloth? For those of you who don't know what sackcloth is, it's a rough material that is made of black goat's hair. I can't imagine the smell. All right, back to our story. As the news of the new law spread around the kingdom, Jews everywhere began fasting, weeping, and covering themselves in ashes. When Queen Esther found out that Mordecai was walking around in sackcloth and ashes, she sent her most trusted messenger to ask him what was wrong. Mordecai told the messenger to ask Queen Esther to go to the king and beg him to have mercy on the Jewish people. But Esther sent a message back letting him know that any man, woman, or queen who goes to the king without any invitation was risking death unless the king held out his golden scepter. Upon hearing Esther's message, Mordecai told her that maybe God had put her in this place for such a time as this. Esther decided to take the risk and asked the king to spare the lives of the Jews in Persia, saying, "If I must die, I must die." Before going to visit the king, Esther asked Mordecai and the other Jews in Susan to fast with her for 3 days. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and went to the king's court without any invitation. I'm sure everyone in the court, including Esther, was holding their breath, waiting to see what the king would do. As the king looked up and saw his beautiful queen standing there, he was probably thinking to himself, "Did I forget that I invited her to come today?" Seconds seemed like minutes. What was the king going to do? Suddenly, a big smile came over on the king's face. He held out his royal scepter. Esther walked over and touched the end of the scepter. This was the opportunity that Esther had been praying for. Being the wise woman that she was, Esther knew a way to a man's heart is through his tummy. Instead of telling the king what she wanted right away, she invited the king and Haman to two dinners. At the second dinner, Esther told the king about Haman's plan to kill her people. In the end, because of Esther's bravery, the Jews were spared and evil Haman was executed. Mordecai took Haman's place as a leading official in the kingdom and was given the power to make laws that would protect every Jew in Persia. So tell me, did you see God's hand in the story, even though his name was never mentioned? Some may say that it was just luck that Esther and the Jews survived, but I say it was God working out his perfect plan to save people, his people. Was it really just luck that Queen Vashti refused to come when the king called for her and was eventually banished from the palace? Was it just by chance that Esther, a Jew, was one of the women picked to enter the beauty contest? Was it just luck that she won the king's heart and became the queen of Persia? Was it just by chance that the king ignored the Persian rules and allowed Esther to enter his court without any invitation? No, guys, this was not by chance. This was our all-powerful Heavenly Father letting us know that he is with us by turning what the devil means for evil into something for good. So if you have been feeling down because COVID-19 has separated you from your friends and classmates, or maybe your parents have lost their jobs and don't know when they will go back to work, don't give up hope. Keep praying. Keep reading your Bible every day. And then watch for how God will eventually come through you forever and your family. He loves you. Be strong. Be brave. Be fierce. And remember, God is always thinking about you. God is with you always.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.